In Tucson, Arizona this week, airmen at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base will finish testing a new speaker system designed to warn base personnel of bad weather or enemy attack. The system, called Giant Voice, is favored by military brass, but it's rattling some townsfolk. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, prepared this report.
This is a test of the emergency warning system.
Giant Voice looks innocent enough. Six relatively small loudspeakers mounted atop 15-foot-high aluminum poles. It's easy to miss them, scattered amid the trees and bustle of the Air Force base. But Giant Voice's stealthy presence is deceiving. It is ear-splitting, earth-shaking. Standing near one of the speakers, the sound radiates through your body.
Attention on base. We have lightning within 5 miles of the base.
Giant Voice is designed to alert airmen on the flight line in case of an emergency, but its speakers can be rotated for other important purposes as well, says base spokeswoman Shanda Deanda.
Say there's a flood down Golf Links, which is the road right in the front, then we, as good stewards for our environment, can use this system to let the local community know in the fastest way possible that there is impending danger and they need to evacuate.
But sometimes locals don't appreciate the sentiment. The first time the Air Force tested Giant Voice, officers didn't notify the surrounding community. Some residents called the base and local TV stations demanding to know what the emergency was and to complain that they were afraid.
I'm Charles Cravens, and we're sitting here at the FAM Recreation Camp ground on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona.
Charles Cravens and his wife are retired from the military and run the recreation center part-time in exchange for their campsite. Cravens is a combat veteran and says while Giant Voice didn't exactly scare him, the piercing sound brought back some bad memories of the uncertainty and tension during wartime.
I just assume not go into that. Early nights, early mornings, things that are not pleasant.
Apparently, Giant Voice inadvertently evoked bad memories among other retirees as well. Again, base spokeswoman Shanda Deanda.
The sirens, especially the wailing tone, brought back memories of the air raid sirens that used to go off to warn people to get into the bunkers for drills or for whatever reason.
Some retirees living near the base say their concern was heightened by the fact that they couldn't understand what Giant Voice was saying. Its booming tones shocked Carol Adamski and brought her round of golf to a screeching halt.
When you hear an alarm system of any kind, you're wondering what it's all about or what you should do, where you should go.
Responding to those concerns, the Air Force has changed its policy at Davis-Monthan. Now, before he tests Giant Voice, Sergeant John Woody, who oversees it, has to go all the way up the base's chain of command.
Call public affairs, so public affairs can notify the media in the event that someone calls or need to be called. I have to call my commander, let him know that, hey, I'm setting off the Giant Voice, and also have to call command posts. You know, we will notify and give advance warning before we go to scare people.
When it's complete, solar-powered Giant Voice will cost taxpayers about $200,000 and deliver more than 22,000 bone-jarring watts, enough power to carry Giant Voice for 6 miles. Similar systems are planned for every military installation in the country. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Tucson.